Japan and the European Union have signed an economic partnership agreement that will give European pork a big leg up in the Japanese market. U.S. Meat Export Federation economist Aaron Borer has more details in this USMEF report.
Japan and Europe really stepped up the initiative to get their agreement in place. They signed the agreement July 17th, and both are working aggressively to implement quickly. We assume certainly being implemented in early 2019. Europe has historically been our largest competitor in the Japanese pork market. This year, they have accounted for 64% of Japan's frozen pork imports. So things like loins and bellies, they're very competitive. But the other dynamic that has unfolded is the entrance into the ground seasoned pork market, value-added raw material for Japan sausage manufacturers.
The other agreement that will give competitors a big edge in Japan for both pork and beef is the Comprehensive and Progressive Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP-11.
The agreement that was etched on beef and pork back in the TPP days is the same. So the big threat to the U.S. is that not only Europe, but all of our competitors that ship pork as well as beef into Japan will benefit from reduction in tariffs. For the very lucrative chilled pork market, where the U.S. has historically really been a dominant supplier, we are up against Canada. Canada has already been gaining market share. We expect that to continue and possibly even at a faster pace once CPTPP is implemented. So on the beef side, Japan does have the highest tariffs of any major markets for U.S. beef, and that's at 38.5%. Now in the CPTPP, that drops immediately to 27.5%. And that's roughly what Australia is already enjoying through their bilateral agreement. And then the tariff is phased all the way down to 9% over 15 years.
For more information, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.